84. It was a beautiful morning and a flat sea. The captain of the escort destroyer wished it were not. He would have forfeited a year's seniority for a week of fog and rain. As his ship tore down the line of transports to administer a rebuke to the steamer at the end of the column for not keeping proper station, he looked out to the western horizon. Visibility was perfect. A German masthead would be able to pick out this convoy of fat, sluggish transports at a distance of 30 miles. 12 ships, 15,000 men, and Blücher could be out. At any moment she could come hurtling up over the horizon with those long 9-inch guns blazing. The thought gave him the creeps. He jumped up from his stool and crossed to the port rail of his bridge to glower at the convoy. Close alongside wallowed one of the transports. They were playing cricket on her afterdeck. As he watched, a sun-bronzed giant of a South African, clad only in short khaki pants, swung the bat, and clearly he heard the crack as it struck the ball. The ball soared up and dropped into the sea with a tiny splash. "Oh, good shot, sir," applauded the lieutenant who stood beside the captain. "This is not the members' enclosure at Lord's, Mr. Parkinson," snarled the destroyer captain. "If you have nothing to occupy you, I can find duties for you." The lieutenant retired hurt, and the captain glanced along the line of troop ships. "Oh, no," he groaned. Number 3 was making smoke again. Ever since leaving Durban Harbour, Number 3 had been giving periodic impersonations of Mount Vesuvius. It would be a giveaway to the lookout at Blücher's masthead. He reached for the megaphone, ready to hurl the most scathing reprimand he could muster at Number 3 as he passed her. "This is worse than being a teacher in a kindergarten. They'll break me yet." And he lifted the megaphone to his lips as Number 3 came abreast. The infantrymen that lined the troopship's rail cheered his eloquence to the echo. "The fools! Let them cheer Blücher when she comes," growled the captain, and crossed the bridge to gaze apprehensively into the west, where Africa lay just below the horizon. Strength to renounce in Pegasus. He made the wish fervently. God grant they hold Blücher. If she gets through...